you festive players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for December 12th, 2021. It's 21-12-12. This week's nail polish is Glitter Sweet Symphony, and I haven't been able to fool you, even though Glitter Bling Bam would totally be something I'd buy. I took a little time off from the pod to do other things, specifically the one day Hazups asked me to help him with, which was good fun. If you haven't done it already, I think you might still be able to. Other than that, there wasn't really a lot going on anyway, this being the first week of League. But let's get into it, shall we? A last bit of unfinished business from season 48. You know, a little thing called the championship match went down very fast in the small European hours of last weekend. Johns challenged the defending champion NASmith99 and held out until game 5. That was the second win for NASmith and all he needed to win his third league championship in a row, fourth title overall. Congrats to our old new champion! Season 49 A-Leaguers have given us two matches so far, both by two-time league championship runner-up Johns, who tied both matches. One against Sikomatic and one against Akuchi. Over in B-League, B1 has 7 players this season and they've already played 6 matches. So busy. Tracer is in preliminary number 1. In B2, Negative and Sam E tied. No complete matches as of yet in either C1 or C2. In C3, Kazumaru0828 tied Orange Person. And in C4, Amoffat11 won against Jant Grizz. In D1, Nezala took a narrow win off of Yoma. Sharor is number 1 for now in D2. Chorus won against Person Man in D3. And in D4, Minion Pawn is leading the division after 2 matches. In E1, DVD Ing is in number 1, as is Nessuno in E2. E3 is currently led by 2 Duffmen. Eskuglund won against Sporting Elijah in E7, and in the other divisions, no matches have been completed thus far. After what seemed to have been a true nail-biter to determine the Season 48 E-League Championship, Bitter Wormcoil pulled through against Grass Wonder, crowning herself our E-League Champion! Meanwhile, Mort won his championship match against Huevos Locos and is our Season 48 D-League champion. Congratulations to both of you fantastic players. For the significant lead shoutout, you will not believe this, but it is true. Season 49 is 7 days old and we've already got our first 2 significant lead club members. What is going on? Shout out to Lady Cedar and 6K3W7IV5TG28. Amazing. In big games, rankings look like this at the moment. Bitter Wormcoil leads the pack with 69% wins in 2 matches. Nezala has 56% in 4, J. Trupiano 54% in 3, AJLA 28, 25 in 1, and Simon Y. Jr. 25 in 2. In medium games, Group Arena is already finished with their matches. Ultimate Geek wins the group with Emily FD coming in second. Group Battlefield still has a couple matches to play, as Sounder and Snowbizzy are the current number 1 and 2 of this group. And Small Games 15 has come and gone in the blink of an eye, it seems like. So, Yorike won their quarterfinal against Roaring Dino, but lost against 6K and Semis, while Rainbow Chalice won their quarterfinal against Bienchen, and the Semis against Supernick. In the grand finale of this installment of the tournament, 6K3W7IV5TG28 won against Rainbow and crowned themselves Small Games champion! And just like that, My reign is over. Congrats to 6K. Yesterday was the German Championship Final Tournament Extravaganza, and it was a blast. 32 players started in a double elimination tournament. Round 1 already had two major upsets, with both RTT and Tufte losing their matches and facing off in the loser's bracket, where Tufte made an end to RTT's hopes of getting back into the finale the hard way. The semi-final of the winner's bracket saw Chestic defeat Ich Bin Da, who was first seed, by the way, and Nezala defeat Negative. And in the final of the winner's bracket, Nezala won against Chestic and is now awaiting the winner of the loser's bracket for the final match, which will determine the German Dominion champion of 2021. Down in the loser's bracket, the semi-final will be Negative v. Jens 1 and Ich Bin Da v. Lo. And if I understand the challenge correctly, 6 matches remain to be played to determine our top 3. Congrats, meanwhile, to Nezala for making top 2 and winning the winner's bracket! Well done! Gut durchgehalten! For my personal week in games, I played Ingix for League, which was a very pleasant match. We were chatting together, which is always nice. I was really happy with one of my 2 wins, and I'm looking forward to win a match next time. Okay, so the German Championship. Y'all, it was so fun! It was also pretty exhausting. We had to be there at 2:30 p.m. and I decided to call it a day and forfeit around 7 p.m. I had like one little 15-minute break in between. I played 4 matches overall, 11 games total. Yeah, it really was a lot. But I am so, so very happy with my play. So happy! And I think I came in at number 11, I think, of 32, which is pretty nice, I'd say. I didn't expect to make it past round 1 of the winner's bracket at all, because I was up against my dear Namek, and I went in thinking, okay, I'll just be Namek's warm-up, and then I'll see how far I'll get in the loser's bracket, and maybe just stop right there and hop into commentary with Dr. Steelhammer, who, by the way, commentated the whole tournament. Shout out. But the Dominion goddesses were smiling down on me, and so I won round 1, and then I lost round 2. I went down to the loser's bracket, where I won the next 2 matches, and then it was 7 p.m, and I was quite done, and like I said, really, really happy with my performance, and so I just gifted my next opponent a bye. I am very much looking forward to and DSHs and RTT's commentary, because they showed up during 1 or 2 of my matches, which made for a very nervous banter. Yeah. And then after the end of the official part, we hung out some more and played some 5-player games, which was also really fun. The first one was a Pirate Ship Black Cat board, which was so nice because, I may or may not have bought most of the cats, which came in pretty handy. Yeah. And then this morning, Namek got a nice opportunity to say thank you for kicking him out yesterday. We played for an hour or so between 6 and 7 a.m. today, and I got royally destroyed. I also wanted to share that I was part of a very interesting conversation about the Netflix show Arcane in the Moving Pictures channel. Shout out to Sharor, who went really into detail about some criticisms that I had made. I gotta admit, when I posted my critiques for a second or so, I was like, oh no, oh no, did I do the thing? Did I criticize some sexist stuff on the internet and am going to be shouted at now? And yeah, much the opposite happened. People engaged in friendly discussion with me, and I have to assume people who were annoyed at my criticism just didn't chime in, and I am very fine with that, so yay! Also, because I really, really like the show a lot, I had to record my version of the intro, and I uploaded it to the channel a couple days ago, and nothing else happened in there since then. So I think I might have broken it. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything for the style guide this week, which is mostly due to the fact that I didn't really watch a lot of games. But during our 5-player games yesterday, Chestic played some Horses as Way of the Horse. Yeah. So, for the preview, tomorrow, that is Monday at 19:15 UTC, Yuma will play J True Piano for D1. 19:15 UTC, by the way, is like the German prime time that's right after Tagesschau. So maybe that's what Yuma's doing in that quarter of an hour. And then Tuesday, 1 UTC, Mixinak will play Akuchi for League A, of course. Wednesday, 1 UTC, Orange Person will play Rust 2 for League C. And Wednesday, 20:30 UTC, Aka 3 meets Tracer for the Mix Mix Finals. Thursday, 12:30 UTC, Spiraler will play Minion Pond for D4. And Saturday, Lemon Spawn will play Mort for C at 14 UTC. And Sunday, 1 UTC, 2 matches, League B, Sidero 1 v Tracer, and Tracer v Sidero 1. Oh, and then Monday, Lemon Spawn will play Brian for League C at 2 UTC. Ooh, and then there's a League Town Hall already scheduled for January. And that's all there is for now. Before we get to Spec Chat, I have a teaser of the upcoming interview with Jekyll for you. It's not in the final edit, but I found it too cute to keep it from you. So here you go.
It's a bit irritating that the share makes noises.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Why don't we have other different chairs?
I didn't like we didn't prepare enough, obviously.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to retake the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the only viable solution to this.
Yep.
Because we try to bring quality. That's what the people expect.
Yeah, for sure.
The people.
I have no clue. Am I sufficiently meandering? Am I too meandering? Am I giving...
You're not meandering enough. I think people, especially from the two of us, I think they expect more banter, maybe. And that's on you.
Well, banter is not the same as meandering and humming and hawing.
Yes.
And giving long answers.
I think you are... meandering enough.
Okay.
Or, like, not enough, but sufficiently.
Okay. I can meander more.
If you like to.
Okay. Hmm?
Would you like to meander more?
No, I'm just curious. What's...
Why do you think people expect you to meander?
No, I'm just not sure how long I should go on. Like answering a question, like how thorough an answer I should be giving. I was just unsure if you wanted shorter answers or longer answers or like more in-depth answers or like more. I'm not sure I can give a lot more depth to a lot of the answers, but like, I was just curious.
Yeah.
If I should adjust in any direction.
So you want to know like my expectations?
Yeah.
I just like I'm happy with any answer. Like if you like I don't really have expectations in the sense of
well
like,
okay no 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 not expectation but like yeah like what's the best or like what you want or like what's the most interesting or like
okay
what do the listeners want to hear.
Well, I asked them.
Yes.
And they said, how can you reach the computer with your small arms? That was like the most burning question the of people
course.
Had.
Of course. And I just...
People in the form of Johns.
Yeah.
Who is a very serious person.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
I think what is most important to me is that we have like a good... Just good chemistry, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice conversation. It's like easy to listen to.
Yes.
I think that's my goal. And if that entails you giving short answers, then that's it. If it entails you giving meandering answers, that's straight.
Yeah, but like if I'm exactly. I'm on like 5 minutes. It's not a back and forth.
Yeah, but also it doesn't have to be like a back and forth to be a good conversation, right?
Right. True. Yes. You don't have any strong opinions, I hear. Or like any strong opinions on what they should change.
Yes.
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 You have strong opinions, but you don't. You think everything is fine as it is.
I think so.
Okay, good. Then I'm not gonna try to change anything.
Yeah, I'm enjoying our conversation.
That's good. Me too.
Yeah? Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
This is all staying in. I'm not going to cut any
of course. Of course. I hope you release an uncut version.
I will. And if it's just to you. I think we'll be ready to release the interview in the next couple weeks. We'll see. We'll all find out together, as per usual. Now, just as a heads up, SpecChat this episode is about loss and grief. So if that's something you'd rather not hear about at the moment, I kindly ask you to turn off here and come back for the next episode. December 14th is the third anniversary of the death of a good friend of mine. There's so much I could tell you about him, but I'll just leave it at he was a good person, a warm, loving, wonderful man. He was so funny. We had a very short, very intense romantic relationship 11 years ago, and we had a lot of love for one another ever since. Most of the time he was away, but every year or so he'd email me like, hey, I'm in town for 2 weeks, we'd love to see you. And he'd crash at my place a couple times. And then there were no emails anymore. 1 year. Another year. And in the back of my mind, I took note and I worried. And then 2 years ago, in September, a mutual friend asked me to meet another friend who would give me a message. And I knew. And I was devastated. And 2 years have passed, and I miss him so much. And I am older now than he was when he died, and it just feels wrong. And I don't know if I will ever get the chance to visit the place where he's buried. And it hurts. But the reason I wanted to share this with you is that he had this thing that he said sometimes. There were lots of things, lots of little quotes, and one of them was, "Ich bin ein trauriges Panda-Bärchen." I am a sad little panda bear. And I kind of adopted it as an in memoriam. And now the panda has taken a life of its own for me. I am the panda now. And it reminds me of him and it connects me to him. That's it. Thanks for listening and see you next time.